The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, though, important news to talk about. Some selections that have been made that may be outraging some people, exciting others. No, I'm not talking politics, although maybe politics are involved in this. I'm talking about the Toy Hall of Fame. They've announced their new inductees. This is Kitty and I watch closely. We want to be on the committee that selects.
But quite shocked by the choices, quite frankly.
So, National Toy Hall of Fame. What's interesting about this hall is that sometimes you'll hear about things that you feel should have been in the Hall of Fame years ago. For example, stick or ball.
Right.
You know, things like that. But we have the latest ones. And Kitty, do you want to go through some
sure.
of them?
Sure. We've got My Little Pony. I mean, they're adorable, the little ponies. They were first produced back in 1982.
All right.
And Transformers, which came out in 1984. And a card game called Phase 10.
I don't recall that one.
That was created in 1982 that I never heard of. Yeah, I don't know game. And some of the things that were left behind, it makes me kind of sad that these 80s toys jumped to the top of the heap.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes the stick horse, trampolines, and balloons.
See,
all got rejected.
This is what happens. It's like the Baseball Hall of Fame. There'll be somebody who's a great pitcher, but as time goes on, people kind of forget, and then they lose their chance. I mean, the stick horse. I had a stick horse.
I did not.
I did. See, I was in the fancy neighborhood.
Yeah,
I got a stick horse.
So.
And, you know, trampolines, come on. What more do you want for broken limbs and potential lawsuits?
Well, I was like, we never had, of course, had a trampoline, but in gym class, I thought that was like the most fun thing.
Special time when the trampoline was brought out. Yep, the rusty trampoline. So, but I guess those are going to be left behind for things like Transformers and My Little Pony. And before you know it, Kitty, the Furby will be in the Hall of Fame.
It probably already is.
Oh, and the stick horses on the outside.
It probably already is. But here's the thing that I'm taking, the big takeaway from this. There has to be a band named Rusty Trampoline.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.